Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. For God is truly worthy. He's truly able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask. He's able to do more than that. The God that we serve is a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask. That's the God that we serve. For there is none like Him. Yes, there's none like Him. And when you can really put your faith in the Father, you win. It doesn't matter what you see, and it doesn't matter what you hear, but what matters is the Word of God, what God says about the matter. Yes, 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 for there is none, not one, like our Father. Yes, and He is the center of my joy. Yes, He is. And I bless His name this evening. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm here and excited about Jesus. I'm excited about all the things that He have showed up and showed out in my life. And I bless His name for that. And I just want to give Him honor and glory. To whom all honor and glory is due. Yes. There is none like Him. Yes. Well, we bless you this evening, and we thank you for tuning in to another broadcast with Kingdom Builders International. We thank you. And we're going to go forth in prayer, and just we will go as the Holy Spirit lead us tonight. And we thank you. But just loving on God like you do. He's worthy. Oh, yes, He is. He's worthy. Well, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We take time out of our day just to say thank you. Just to bless you. Just to bless your name, Father. For Lord God, where would we be if we didn't have you? But because we have you, we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord God, that you have shown us who we are in you and with you and through you. And we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We cover these lines with the blood of Jesus. We cover every ear gate. We cover the listeners, whether they're on the phone lines, on the internet, and even those that's on Skype. We cover you with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for allowing God to use you to build up his kingdom. We bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment is already condemned. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we won't be with you long, but we're going to bring forth a mini sermon, and I just thank you for listening in tonight. You know, God is so awesome. We're going to ask you to turn to Exodus 13. Exodus 13, let's say verse 14 through 17. And we just thank you once again. You are the apple of his eye. Yes, you are the apple of his eye. We're just going to play a portion of a song. And we're going to give you a chance to just get in his presence and tell him thank you. Just tell God thank you. Thank you that you're in your right mind. Thank you that he is fighting your battle. Just tell him thank you that you are leaning and you're depending on him. Tell him thank you. For God is a good God, and there's nothing too hard for him. And just tell the Father thank you. We bless you, Lord, and we say thank you. Yes, Lord. Welcome in his presence. Welcome in his anointing. All the things that you've been through this week, just tell him thank you, because he brought you through, because you're still here, and there's a purpose on your life. There's a plan that is for you to fulfill. Just tell him thank you that he has kept his angels around you. Tell him thank you that he put food on your table. Tell him thank you because he gave you shelter. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Yes. Don't be afraid. Tell him thank you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So begin to tell him thank you. Yes, Lord. We say thank you. Well, we're going to go forth with the word of God. with a thank you in our spirit. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. In spite of, you're still good. In spite of the mishaps, you are still God. And there's nothing and no one that can turn me away from my thank you, Lord. Yes. And we bless you, Father. Yes, the word of God say, be able, be ready, be prepared for what's to come. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Well, we're going to go forth with the word tonight. I'm just so filled with a thank you. You know, when you look around and you see all these things that's going on, and you begin to tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. I can always call on you, and I can always get an answer. So again, I say, thank you. My children are okay, and I say thank you. My family is well, and I say thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We just want you to go in meditation. We said we're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us tonight. He's so awesome. He is so kind. And he is so much God. Praise him while you have the chance. Praise him. Press into his presence. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Please bless with the music and I'll be right back.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just praise at your feet, right here. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
behold the beauty of your face.
If I can just press.
in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I still believe. I will just lay at your feet.
blessing, kind of going through. I had no reason to trip out on you. Yes, I was acting like.
A voice and celebrate if you know that it ain't over until God says it's done. You've been through the
wall.
Come on.
You've
been through the fire.
You were not
hurt. You've been through the storm.
You're still here.
Look at
me.
Cause it ain't over. No money in my pocket. You met every need, everything that I needed. If you're sick in your body, I want you to know that God is a healer, cause it ain't over. Till God says it's done. No, it ain't over. Somebody needs to hear that today. Somebody needs to know that it ain't finished till he has a heart. Until your victory.
Wait on the Lord and be a good Thank you.
to me, and he began to show me in the realm of the spirit what some of you have been faced with and some what some of.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, poverty, your problems are under your feet. Begin to give God a rejoicing praise for victory as you stand over the devil, for he is under your feet. Hallelujah.
Then
I'm gonna be there.
I never saw him before. They asked her, did you get his name? She said, he didn't tell me, and I don't know. But when he spoke, my soul caught on fire, and I remember this day until the day I died.
What can wash away my sin? Is it what can make me whole again? Yeah. You heard my cry. You heard my cry. You heard my cry. You heard my cry.
One moment. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the day that Jesus converted my soul. I can't forget about it. And if he has converted your soul,
God's calling for a life that's holy,
holy.
No Christian should be ashamed to live it holy,
holy.
Something like this, and you're calling.
Oh, what a free, free hand. Jesus, oh, how much, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. You know, all I was seeing. Free, free.
How sweet it is. Love is unchanging. Every day
I stood on the banks of Jordan, yes I did, Lord, to see the ships go by.
Oh,
Forget about it. And if he has converted your soul,
God's calling for a life that's holy.
Holy.
No Christian should be ashamed to live it boldly.
Holy.
Now add love,
love,
joy,
joy,
peace,
peace,
and love for
grace.
Now put them all together and it's called something like this, and you're calling.
Lord, to see just the way God wants it to be. The good Lord says, promise to exalt us, but lower the way.
Encourage you to accept the blessings of the Lord He's blessing you right now. And as you enjoy the rest of your evening, be blessed with the music and enjoy blessings of the Lord. Be blessed and have a wonderful evening.
You woke me up this morning and clothed me in my right mind. Didn't let me sleep too late. You woke me right on time.
Yeah. until your victory,
until your victory
has been manifested. But you didn't go hungry. God,
hungry.
God is faithful, no money. Oh yeah, I've been through that. No money in my pocket.
He met
every need, everything that I needed. If you're sick in your body, I want you to know that God is a healer, cause it ain't over. Till God says it's done. No, it ain't over. Somebody needs to hear that today. Until your victory,
until
you can see it with your own eyes, I want you to know it ain't over till
God says it's done.
Dry your eyes and square your shoulders, hold your head up high. It ain't finished till He has the last day, and He said that you are the to let somebody know that it ain't over, it ain't finished until He has the last day. Until your victory has been manifested. Oh, it ain't over, no, no, no.
So
God says it's done. You've been waiting for a long time. God made you a promise. I want you to know that it ain't over, no, no. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He shall strengthen thy heart. He will renew you. You will see the promise of the Lord come to pass.
Yes, it is not over until God says it's over. And you can just trade in your sorrows for the blessings of the Lord.
I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm not pushed, but secured and not abandoned. Shut down, but not destroyed. I'm blessed on the turf, for its promise will endure. That His joy is gonna be my strength. All the sorrow will last for the night.
That's what we have to do. Just start humming to the Lord. Tell him, I traded my sorrow for the joy of the Lord. Tell him, here, take my sorrow and give me your joy. And when we do that, we begin to surrender. We begin to surrender the things of the flesh for the things of the spirit. Have you traded in your sorrows?
God, we magnify you tonight. Turn around and tell two big people, I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take into the new year anything that you want to leave behind. Tell somebody, I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight.
Everybody give it up, give it up, give it up.
Give it up. Yes, yes. You know, when we surrender all to him, our burdens are lighter. We can stay in peace longer. You know, as I was thinking about Ephesians 6 and 12, when the word of God says, for our struggles is not with flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authority, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So when we give it all to him, God begins to fight our battle for us. He's fighting the battle. He's fighting the devil. God is fighting the demons. And because we belong to God, we're drawn into this battle. But the Bible clearly tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12 that our struggles is not against flesh and blood. I just want you to understand that when God comes against the enemy, he always has a plan. He always knows how he's going to defeat the enemy. God has already mapped this thing out. He have already planned it. So we ought to have a plan as Christians. We're expected to know that we need a battle plan against the enemy. We can't just walk around lethargic, not knowing how to handle the enemy when he arrives in our minds and in our spirits and in our presence. You know, and tonight I was talking about the journey out of Egypt toward the promised land. And I see what we ought to expect when God battles the enemy, so we don't lose. We only lose when we choose to quit. When God battles the enemy, we are able to say, victory is ours. Victory. And we begin to speak some things. Because we win, we have to speak life. No, don't speak what you see, but begin to speak life over a situation. Begin to speak some things as though you have already come out of Egypt. I say speak life. Tell the enemy you won. Tell the enemy he's defeated already. Because you have seen the end of the thing. You win. If you are on the Lord's side, you win. Speak life.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. The stress, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health. Blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing
as I speak life. You're gonna live. Oh, my brother.
Say it again.
I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will remain.
Hey.
I speak life.
Don't give up.
Declare the works of the Lord over your children. Speak life over your friends. Begin to speak life over your enemies. Speak life. The word of God said, you shall eat the fruit thereof. Speak life and have life. Don't give up the fight. It's your life. You shall live and not die. We bless you this evening, and we thank God for his presence. For his presence live inside of us. We can activate his presence daily. We can tap into the presence of God daily. He's with us. He walks with us. He talks to us. He lives inside of us. He's right there with you. There's no reason to be tired or disturbed. There's no reason. Talk to the Father and begin to speak life. Yes. Yes. There's something God has in store for you, and only you can do it. Let him be the Lord and the love of your life because of who he is. And I'm excited tonight. I am truly excited because I understand that God want to use his people to build up others, to bring them into their purpose, to encourage them. Yes, 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 we all fall short of the glory of God. But God, there's good in every single last one of us. So I'm excited that I have been able to press in beyond the norm. Press in and begin to see what your purpose is, where your destiny lies. And before we end the broadcast, I want to encourage everyone, on June 2nd, we will be having our Kingdom Builders International Rebuilding Our Community with Our Lives, Men Seeking Mentors for Male Youth. And we're excited about this program. It's going to be the first Saturday of the month of June. That's June 2nd, 2012. Refreshments will be served, and it's going to be held at the YWCA, and that's Northwest Indiana. The address is 150 West 15th Avenue, 46407. And the phone number there is 219-881-9922. We encourage you, if you are male and you want to mentor some of the young men between 16 and 24, I just want to say to you, come out. It's going to be at 9 a.m. It started 9 a.m. sharp. And I'm telling the women, come out too. Bring your husband, bring your friend, bring your son, bring your father. Bring someone. We have programs that's already in place, GED programs, food programs. We're networking with other sources, and the program is Youth Built USA. This program started in 1974. It's already established by the government. Youth Build Gary. And I just thank God that this door has opened, and I encourage you to bring them out. If you are in the Gary area, Indiana area, even Chicago area, come out on Saturday, June 2nd. We'll be excited to meet and greet you. And also, we will be having our fellowship every first Saturday at the Living Way Christian Center. And that's in Gary, Indiana as well, 235 West 40th Avenue, and that's on the west side of Gary. Apostle Leonard Emmons is the pastor there, and we will be utilizing the facilities. So if you know someone, come on out. We have a lot of materials for you because a lot of doors is being open. We want to be a blessing while we're here in this area. So I just want to encourage you, catch on to the blessing indeed, for truly it is of the Lord. And in closing, I just want to thank you again. But remember, as iron sharpens iron in Proverbs 27 and 17, as one sharpens the countenance of his friend. So we're sharpening each other up. You have something to bring to the table. And this will be the last song that I'm going to play, but I'm going to whisper a word of prayer to the Lord. Father, we thank you for these 2 hours that you've given us on the broadcast tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners. We ask you, Lord God, that you would implant the engrafted word in their spirits and that they would understand, Lord God, that you're bringing them out of Egypt into their promised land. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we accept what you're doing in our lives and we give up our sorrows for the joy of the Lord. We give up our sorrows for your joy. And Father, we thank you. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes. And we forget about our past, and we press in to our future. We thank you for another day on the land of the living. For Father, we thank you for beginning to use us like you've never used us before. We bless you, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. For truly we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, Father, we thank you that it is condemned. You have condemned it. We condemned it. It's condemned in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We embrace your word. And I ask you right now, Lord God, that you will let the blood of Jesus trickle down to every listener from the top of their heads, Lord God, to the soles of their feet. I ask you, Lord God, to protect them and keep them, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, because you said whatever we ask, Lord God, in faith, Father, you said if we believe and not doubt, you said we shall receive it. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're receiving it by faith right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I want to thank Kingdom Builders for just being faithful to the assignment, faithful to the call, Kingdom Daughters International. And I want to thank everyone that assists us in making the broadcast possible and even the events possible. And I just want to give a special shout out to Evangelist Dana Hanna. God bless you. And Sister Celeste Morphis, Pastor Celeste Morphis, and Minister Sophia Parks, and then Sister Tammy, I thank God for you all. You know, you have truly been a blessing to the kingdom, and I just want to thank you for just letting God use you. for truly your blessing is at the door. You are a blessing indeed. And I'll be remiss if I leave out Sister Joyce Brockman and also co-pastor Sister Maxine Jordan. And I thank you once again. And then I can't leave Sister Doris out from California. God bless you all. I love you with the love of God. And I truly pray for you daily. And just know that you win. You win. And I give a shout to all the listeners. Be encouraged in the Lord. And if you like what we're doing, I just encourage you to give us a shout, send us an email, give us a phone call. We'll be glad to bring you into the fellowship. It's once a month. But truly, we pray daily for you. And if you like what we're doing, you can just go to our website or email us at kingdombuildersplaza@yahoo.com. And you'll be able to connect with us. We appreciate you. We love you. And just know that you are a blessing indeed. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We love you with the love of God. I'll be with you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Saturday with the Word. I stood in tonight for Apostle Brooks. He had surgery, and so we wanted to go on with the broadcast, so we did the broadcast tonight. And tomorrow I'll be with you bringing a word from on high. Same time, same place. So just know that you are a blessing indeed. You are a blessing indeed. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone, and have a good night.